Don't know if they're required to teach or preach on special meetings or sermon or discourse or not. I want to read a few verses of Scripture to you. First will be found Mark 14, beginning at the 13th verse. We'll go back to the first day, unleavened bread, and they killed the Passover. The disciples said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we go and prepare thou mayest eat the Passover?" He sendeth forth two of his disciples, saith unto them, "Go ye into the city. Thou shalt meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water for him. Wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the gentleman of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber? Where shall I eat the Passover with my disciples?" And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared, thou make ready for us. His disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, they made ready to pass over. We find also in Luke writing we'll go back to the 27th chapter. Seventh verse. Then came the day of unleavened bread, and the Passover must be killed. And sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." They said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" He said unto them, "Behold, when ye enter into the city," notice how close this reads like the previous verses we read in Mark. "There shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entered in. And you shall say unto the goodman of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber? Where shall I eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. Thou make ready." They went and found as he had said unto them. They made ready the Passover. When the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, "What with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." What has brought about this special service, special day, for the world has already preached to you. Sacrificial offering of the Lord Jesus Christ. His body on Calvary's tree put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hope you remember this text. The faithful saying is worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Whom I am too. We find, of course, many types and shadows the coming of this wonderful being in the world, all back to the Old Testament Scripture. Notice this morning another Baptist discourse when he went back to this. For the Lord took the skin of the animal and a covering for Adam and Eve. And certainly implied in it, understood that there's bloodshed if the skins for cover.
In
many things all down through the years, the old prophets spoke of the coming of this wonderful being, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Word of God, the great shepherd of the sheep, the stone the builders rejected, come the head of the corner, the rock of offense, the stone of stumbling, tree of life, Son of God, the Son of Mary, all so many things that have been called the name through the years. All pointing that God's Son came into the world to tell the world's preached to you the same thing. I certainly agree for the climate with the statement somebody made last evening. All as I'm concerned, the part of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation here nor anywhere. I do believe the aspects or phases of salvation. I'm satisfied it's all by grace. Now this large upper room seems to somehow be on my mind if there is anything more than anything else. The large upper room. Showing a large upper room. He shall show you a large upper room. Furnished, thou make ready. The other one said, furnished and prepared. I don't know that I actually understand or know what this means, but to me, I'm sure that it's a place, well, you might say above the world. That is in a spiritual sense. I hope I can get to it, but in the spiritual realm, the Lord will. But I think here, actually, was an upper room.
That's right.
A natural building. An upper room. That is, if they had to follow perhaps some stairway leading to the upper room. And I'm glad it wasn't so small after all. That is, you can notice there's a lot of upper room. You know, somehow I've been even have several years now, the Church of God, or the place where the Church of God dwells, longer than well, folks might think. I just don't believe it's as small as sometimes looked upon or viewed by visions of this world. But an upper room. I want us to, if the Lord will, this morning, try to center out, thought, in and around the very heart, the gospel, the grace of God, which still proceeds from the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it was the expression, and I think that is all. When you said, for I'm determined, and though not anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know, that's a wonderful expression. To be left on record, taken down by divine inspiration. A man determined to know nothing and not anything among you, save Jesus Christ, Him crucified. God said before in different places, I feel like the very heart, the very center, every phase or aspect, the glorious gospel of the grace of God, all sin that proceeds, as I said, from Him,
right.
All sinners, apart from Him, there is no salvation. Apart from Him, there is no deliverance. The old prophet, even of the long ago, spoke of his advent, of his coming into the world, that his name should be called Wonderful. My, how wonderful is his name this morning. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and so on. Wonderful indeed. Not only that, the old prophet said, His name shall be called Jesus. And again the angel said, His name shall be called Jesus. That means the prophet said, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then the angel Gabriel declared, His name shall be called Jesus. For He shall save His people from the sin. That's a wonderful statement. Aren't you glad this morning to believe it? Aren't you glad this morning you've been blessed to believe it? Not only that, but to feel that you're embodied in or with that people, His people, from the sin. I think Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. Shall do it. Not happen to, maybe a little or a little not, but that He shall stand. The latter days upon the earth. I know those shall and wills of the great Jehovah. I know sometimes the torment, kind of a hard creature. But oh, how I rejoice sometimes in it. I know those principles of divine truth, that is what's to happen so. That Jesus came into the world, but as you will take by Almighty God, He declared He came not of Himself, but He sent me. I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the will of Him which has sent me, by the Lord which He has given me. I can lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. I don't know if I can get back to this room or not this morning. Hope the Lord will bless you to pray. Or Brother George Miles said one time years ago, one Sunday morning, I was just a little out of the ball, then we'll forget it. He said, you can all try to pray, all try to preach. He didn't say any prayer or any preaching, but he said, you try to pray or try to preach. I never heard about that. That's been a long time. You'll all try to pray this morning. I'll try to preach for you a little while. This glorious name of our Jesus Christ
that he came into the world to save and upset his people. Though the war is preached to him, and both worlds is preached to him, that you've heard down through the earth. But he not only came to save sinners, that is, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He not only came to make atonement for their sins. The word atonement means to cover or to be made it close. It came from the Greek word kephar. It means a covering for sin. All who cover sin. So he came to put your sins under his blood. That's exactly what it is. You take the old priest under the Levitical priesthood all back through the earth. They must first make atonement for themselves and then for the people. That is for a special people. It is for Israel, God's chosen family. So it wasn't general all over the world, but limited to that special people. So the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, redemption. He came. There's one thing you know. There's lots of things we know, there's lots we don't know. But there's one thing you know this morning. For you know, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, or from your vain conversation, received by the tradition of your father, other than the precious blood of Christ, out of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but is manifest in these last times for you. So you know, heaven and the Lord isn't doing it. So then, back to redemption, just a minute. So now, as you know, the word redeemed came from the Greek word deia. It means to repossess. It means to buy back. It means to ransom again from bondage, to bring back into possession. That was lost. A flower that had got over here. But the Lord out of his possession, not out of his mind, or out of his purpose. And not the enemies at all, but at least lost in some sense. Also, I must to say today, my friend, about the Lord the Lord, that Jesus Christ came again in this world, about he put away sin, that he redeemed his people to God. Redeemed. Now we go back to Job. Now just a minute. And Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth, of the work of the skin work, of his blood, of his body, yet in my place shall I see God, whom I can see for myself and not another. A soul, only to find him, that he redeemed his people. Over in Revelation, on the fine work of Satan and the dead spirit, one call out on that. Over in Revelation, you'll find word of the ransomed host, of the redeemed throne, of the Lord of saints, of that glory of soul and life, of saying, thou art worthy, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God the Lord of us, out of every nation, of kindred, people, and tongue, a soul, of the blindness, a pastor on the land. I would kill of that killer reading the book of Exodus. I would find a warrior's killer. I want the blood was called up. I want you to find. I want to go over the whole catalog of it. Of the horror of his body. Of the body of that lamb. What's not to be a cutting piece of the law, but to be a road too far, about to be sound and water, or the well, and keep his head on, and his feet on, and the rest of that body was born. I hear of our precious friend this morning, of the meeting to divide, of the fair wrath of Almighty God, but in his own, our own son, that is the body of his soul, on Calvary Rocket Mountain, when he was hanging there, a standing, hanging between of the heavens and the earth, and that all was his shattered blood, which was his life, of course, and then his body, he gave up the ghost on the cross. It was the man Jesus Christ, of the battle of the tree, it was not divinity, and no indeed, and the divinity couldn't die, and was called out his God. Yet, however, he was the God man. Of what is his body to God, or how he brought it down. Not only this man, but this man, as altar, he'd offer one sacrifice for sin forever. A sabbath at the right hand of God, expected to his enemy. I'll be married for school. And while he would hear this word of our precious friend this morning, a prayer to his crucifixion. I found word that he instituted something. I found word that in the world come to a world of room, a furnished and prepared. And some have been in that is bringing the path of the prophecy. And O Isaiah spoke of in the second chapter of Isaiah and the second verse. And he said, and it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord come shall be established in the prophecy about it. It shall be a covenant above the hill, and all nations shall fall under it. Here's the thing I'm trying to get to you. But the Lord told you all I know after God mentioned that. When the Lord said, I will go search for Sheba, and I'll sit them out, I'll gather them from the covered of where they've been scattered, and the clouds and darkness, and I'll place them in their own land upon the high mountain of Israel. Shall the foe be? Keep your mind on the text if you can this morning. He'll show you a wonderful room, a furnished and prepared, a thousand ready. And when I eat the Passover, I was my disciples before I suffer. So my friend, these things, I'm satisfied, typified on this world, church of God. Here in this world, I mean, the new song of David, it is seven. Chapter, I can hear him say, a foundation is in his holy mountain. Of the Lord loveth the gates of Zion, of more than all the heavens, brothers of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. If it please you, the highest tribunal on this earth. You take the words out of it. I spoke about it. John 5 is just a few words about it. A few Sundays ago, but it's a little a restricted synagogue. A thousand ago, was a little celebrating marriage in the city of Jerusalem a long, long ago. That is one time held up on the Gebuside. But when David became king of Israel, he drove up of the Jebuside to get procession of that little mound, a mound down in the city, the southwestern part of the city. And he took possession of it, and he greatly attracted the part of the kingdom, and he called it of the city of David, of the place your heart and find prestige, of David going a little longer. Oh, sometimes the Lord people to have a little praying, a little honor in the world, about the spot there, how the king of the city of David didn't hold very long, but over time, still clung on to it, right on and on and on. The old prophet can know, a prophet in front of the long ago, frequently used the word silence, it became to be then finally a sacred time, and eventually a time of a sacred capital, and you see, all back to Hebrew, the first chapter you refer, when you are not come of the land, a plowing high, in the mountain that burns fire, and the mountain of the church, and all of those things, of which you come, on the Mount Zion, of the heaven of Jerusalem, to the general assembly, and church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. So here it is. Of my friend this morning, in my honest opinion, I know there's many things spoken of, and about of the land of promise, but to me, of the glorious land of promise, is the church of God in this world. And I know sometimes old Baptist armies, they may be right, hope I'm not criticizing how wrongfully about those preparations that being already made, that the Jews will go back to Palestine or Palestine, and the Lord will recognize them as he one time did as a nation in this world. And you turn away from the Gentile and they read it on this form of a familiar of the Lord of this dispensation of an American in this world, of the Lord multitude of these, if you please, of the same Lord of all, which was in the hall of them. And the call upon him, when the blessed Lord of glory, when he came into the world, when the God of all and Father's hell and give up the gold. He broke down the little wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile. God, and he said, another sheep I have, and the thought of this fold them also. I must find them, they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's why I shall have here, over there, and here, of the 34, 37, 36, 37, a chapter, or your mind, or when he speaks of the restoration of the whole hope of Israel, when he speaks of the land of promise, of the land of Canaan, it don't mean the land of Palestine. I don't think so at all. It's a spirit to learn. It's all speaking of the great church of God. Hearing this one, when the Lord said, why this grown man? When the Lord said, I'll search the sheep, he didn't call him those the sheep. I'll search the sheep and I'll seek a man. I'll place them in the low land and upon the high mountain. Notice that quotation. Upon the high mountain of Israel shall their foe be. I'll cause them to lie down in the fat pasture. Hey, all of that. I'll set one shepherd over them. He's a my servant David. He didn't mean David in the flesh. And I know David was king of Israel. But as you see, he didn't live forever. And David didn't reign as king, or reign as king forever. So he didn't mean a man that David would be the king forever. But the Lord said, I'm the root and offspring of David, of the God of the morning star. Hey! I'm going to turn this morning of the great and chief shepherd of the sheep, a one king, if you please. He was born king of the Jews, and he was born in the square. Sometimes the faithful Baptist blessed by her heart. I don't think you meant to do it, but they set up little king over of the United States of Ireland. They call him moderator, they call him other name. Oh, but bless your heart of this morning. There's one head over all things. But the chairman is not going to be to preach it. The rest of my being on this earth, and the beast of the day, and here in this world, and the Lord of glory, and the head over all things, and to the chairman. I don't believe the Lord will speak when I'm being divided and sanctified over the world. Oh, it's not the nature of the nature of families, naturally speaking, is to be together. Even after the children marry and go out to take the place in the world, scattered here and there like mine, some of yours, when they come back home, it's still home, it's still a relation. Oh, it's a nature, you see, Emma. Oh, to be together, bless your heart, with the nature of the lost people, to find a new kingdom, that makes us love each other. Oh, my God, I'm going to be a children, as the old apostle said, it matters be children all of what you're doing, but an understanding be made. So when you step in the chair on the top of the mountain, it is not hard above the hill. All nations shall pull on me. I'm saying to you this morning, my friend that old David said, there is a river in the stream, and we're all human fathers in your God. I don't know if you're from there, but he showed you, they showed them a larger room. A man buried a pitcher of water, one of the best of us before us in air, if I don't get too hot with it. Like I said before, a little pitcher of water is for one for a farmer. I never say today, when the blessed Lamb of God took bread for him and blessed it, and gave it to his disciples to eat. But this is my body that is broken for you. It didn't mean that his natural body was torn to pieces. Oh, and then laid in breaking bones, and the sure heart today, when they break the legs of the thief on either side, when they came to hear, a true confidence they have spoken, and now the bone of him shall be broken, and when the church is tired, he was already dead. Oh, to the glory of the sword of the finger, that he has power to lay it right down, and he has power to take it again. And the emerald of another man had that power, that possessed that power, but it laid down, and it laid down for his people. And then, if you remember, the white flag, he took of the cup and blood, and he said, this is the blood of the
New Testament, or New Testament, a train, a Lakeshore, and so on. Go down now. They still remember to me till I come again. Oh, but now, I want to know all of it. I don't want to be told, but I want to preach the truth, so help me God. Of this morning, I'm going to pray. I'm going to say today, that when, after this thing, I've been performed, that he laid aside the sermon, the Lord of glory done it. What me insecurity is called, I feel like this too, Holy Mercy, I've given to the chair, I've gone to the communion and baptism, and think what is an example of the truth of the Bible and the Bible, and the Lord of the Spirit, and by and by, he laid aside his sermon, he got to be kept with a child, he poured water into his basement, and there were tears of scripture, and I'm speculating here this morning, but I always believe, quoted out of that picture of that man of the world fire. I don't think they have spirits like we have today. Oh, but I do know. And he poured water into a basin out of something. I'm a young gentleman, but somehow this was plain to me. Oh, man, a fall that way, a fine picture more, and you meet you, a fall of him, he'll show you a large upper room. He said, and you went into that same upper room of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, and I love you, Lord. And the water his disciples feed, and the wash them with a towel, wherewith he is girded. A man told me one time, in a different stage, that he can walk and wash feet, and a heart is never good. I come from here to say, yes, just like you stand on the bank of Jordan, and never be baptized and wish you were. Of our things, there's not a bit more consistent in it. I know the preacher pretty plain to you this morning. I'm saved today. I'm always open to humble. In our heart and down in our brother's feet and our feeling. I'm talking about the example that is given to the church of God here. If we believe this morning and we're the church of the living God, of the turning down of the truth, for all preach wherever it goes, that's the one who gives the word in the first place. It is given to the church of God.
And that large upper room. The day of Pentecost had fully come. That wasn't the first time the church came into existence. They loved it in power and affliction all right to the end of the world. But they the church before that, all right. They the church before that. All right. You get to wash your father's feet. Quit here in about 5 minutes again. Maybe four. Why thing with the towel, what would you do? Well, it says to Peter. All he said, never wash my feet. I shall never wash my feet. And he just said in turn, said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What do you think that means? What does it put in the Bible for? Just what? What does it mean? If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Do you believe that means in glory? If you do, I don't.
No.
I just honest with you. I'm frank with you. I just don't. I think it's just a part service here. By and by, you said, not my feet only, but all summer, hands in the head. All right. Go right on down, you said. I have given, he called me Master and Lord. Yeah, you say I'm your Master. You say I'm your Lord. You call me Master and Lord. You say, well, for so I am. If I say, O Lord and Master, I've washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, and that's what I want you to do here to go. That's why I think it's an example. I've given you an example that ye should do as I have unto you. Oh, somebody didn't say he shouted. No, no. But he did say, and you command me, I've given to you, that ye love one another as I love you. He did say that, didn't he? All right. Giving you an example that ye should do.
Let's see how fine it is, just a minute. Just reason. Should do.
Should do?
As I've done unto you. Well, you've begotten in Christ some of the good works which God has before ordained. We should walk in there. Well, then take God with the Lord, will you not walk in there? What's the consequence? You know it, punishment or judgment, without going into detail to describe it. There's no doubt of that. Or after word oath said, well, you just ought to do it. Well, he gave that man a talent, not unto and not unto fire. Whereas the fire came, fire of it, they came. Whereas the two came to others, he was made for. You know, he traded, he came. One had the one, you know. Oh, he said, I'm afraid. I just kidding. Listen, my friend, thou oughtest to put my money to exchange. Thou oughtest. What happened? Taken from him and gave and given to the man that had the care. So the world always knew anything.
It implies a beautiful obligation that God's people here
in this world. They joy in it. We ought to do it. Oh, I'm just full of this. Is it right? Then eat the bread and drink the wine. Is it right? The wash and cover his feet. Is it right? I don't got quite this way in my life. Let's do some time up, hold them up, hold them up, hold them up. But if it's wrong to do it, then it's wrong not to do it. That's just plain Bible preaching, and I know it's pretty close. I know it's never been held as a test of fellowship, and I'm not raising roots as a body. I'm telling you this morning what the Bible teaches about it. So in God, in that world, you're a real man, Florida, this 12 o'clock. I'm glad to be with you here this morning. That church of the living God, she's a pillar, and a pillar and ground of the truth. She's established above the world. And I've been this morning, I've preached to our people in the mountains. And I've been to the local congregation here for church. And we're allowed to receive, dismiss, all discipline our members. As you're in this world, I'm satisfied that you've got it here at Montview, you've got it at Pine Ridge, you've got it here and there. I don't mean for all to try to run over and set aside and disannul the order of our sister churches. I believe all to respect each other as you're in this world. We all to love each other. I'm saying, brother, this morning, that mortal danger. A man of the father, mother, and combination, and in your life, a dictator. Oh, the church of God here in this world, and I pretty much say, I come to the end of my journey in this world. And the Lord Lord is the head over all things of the church. And the establisher above the world. And let me go on that river to the little Saddam. I saw it a minute ago, when old David said, there is a river stream where I shall make glad the city of God. And he said, God was in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. So my friend, this morning, I don't never be discouraged. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of this world. I've done a long work to establish her, a comforting and a power, and thankful with all the angels. I'll see his way by. Oh, he said, the Lord shall be mine. I'll come to make up with you. Won't that be wonderful? I will hear him say, come and give us to my Father. Inherit the kingdom. I prepare for you from the foundation of the world. Let's show him that heart is more as wonderful. And we together, and they eat the bread and drink the wine, as old poet said, and say, come no profane, and the washing shall his feet. Do all of these things in remembrance of him that is coming in. But he's coming in the last time. Without sin and salvation, there are seed is waiting by. And the blessed promise of the many young men and the time holds the God of glory. You stay here and rise, and the children tell you and me, bless your heart, let us preach our hearts to God. Oh, let you quit this morning from how it's just good to be with you. Some way this morning, you might have been good to bed. Turn off this, where it comes. this morning there's nothing like the church of God in this world. There's nothing like her fellowship. There's nothing like her principles in this world. There's nothing like it. In all the world, she's the highest cardinal on the earth. And oh, what a great allow this tonight. This morning, I'm just glad to see you all. May heaven lift his blessing. I'll be your return guide. Remember, he said, he will show me a large upper room, a furnished under pack, that I may pray, that I may eat the Passover with my disciples before I suffer. I'll eat it. Thank you.